The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Okay, this is the National Intel Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, sitting in for John Stadtmuller. You may have noticed a different voice already, chronically hoarse as usual. But John is rushing away and running around trying to keep this station on air. And he's due a break now and again. And this is one of those days, but he's still on a break. He's working away at whatever. But as I say, we're here today on this Wednesday, the 26th of October, 2016. And see in my diary here, 60 days to Christmas. Nobody wants to know about that, but what they do want to know about, it is 12 days to the November 8 presidential election. And I've lived in the States, in Canada, and 14 countries, Denver, and I've been heavily, heavily involved in the Patriot movement, and got three movements: Keep the Pound campaign, UKIP with Nigel Farage to get people out of the UK and out of the European Union. And I've been at that nonstop for 20 years, and I've been slightly regenerated with Brexit. That was an incredible boost to me, mentally and physically, not financially. But it has happened, and another day we'll do a program maybe with John. And if Trump actually gets in the White House, probably have to do it. But the effect of Brexit on the American electorate, I think, is having a serious effect. And of course, Farage is putting himself about at Trump's conventions, and he's doing pretty well. He has a piece there, and no, we haven't got it lined up properly tonight, where he attacked the European Parliament today, and it's really worth listening to. And I'll just give out the title. If you go onto YouTube and you seek out a title, Nigel Farage in trouble in the EU Parliament. He's not in trouble there. Excellent. It's an excellent speech. It's 5 minutes, 50 seconds, but he absolutely lacerates them for the way they treat people. And Marine Le Pen got up and backed him up a few minutes later. So it was very, very good indeed. There's no doubt. But I have to say that I, at my advancing years, have been involved in watching politics for 50 years, from the age of 12 on and younger. And I've never in my life, and I'm repeating the bleeding obvious here, never, ever, ever seen such multi-layered criminal syndicates. The national media in the United States, the criminal banking situation, and every criminal organization, a new age freak, they can round up, marching in lockstep to get Hillary Clinton into the White House. I've never seen that in my life. I never thought I would see it. If it was told to me this 5 years ago, I wouldn't have believed it. It's even worse than any Stalin's Honecker's Germany or Stalin's Russia. It's just absolutely shocking. There's no doubt about it. But in fairness to Trump, I was persecuting John and others on RBN today. They have put it on the website. Yesterday, Donald Trump has put out his first 100 days in office hit list, and I want to read it out. It's extremely good. It's as if it was written in RBN. There's no doubt about it. And he says, "This is my pledge to you. If we follow these steps, we will once more have a government of or by the people. We will make America great again." And it's a hit list of 30 items, and it's well worth reading. And it's reproduced, well, it's on the RBN website, and it's also on Natural News. But it says six groundbreaking political reforms that will end corruption in Washington. Number one, a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all members of Congress. Number two, hiring a hiring free freeze on all federal employees, exempting military, public safety and public health. Number three, a requirement that for every new federal regulations, two existing regulations must be eliminated. Hear, hear. Regulations are killing our country and our jobs. That's why Britain left the European Union. Same reason. Tyranny. Get rid of tyranny. Number four, a five-year ban on White House and congressional officials becoming lobbyists after they leave government service. That's 5 years. That'd be a lifetime. Then number five is a lifetime. Number five, a lifetime ban on White House officials lobbying on behalf of foreign governments. Who have we got doing that? Boehner. He thinks his next job next November or next January is. That'll screw him. Number six, a complete ban on foreign lobbyists raising money for American elections. and about pay-to-play rules in the State Department when they sort out that cesspit. And anyway, the second sector, there's four sectors he divides these 30 rules into. He's got number six here, but he's starting off again with the number one in this one. Well, I'll call it seven. Totally renegotiate NAFTA. One of the first deals out of this country, one of the worst deals this country's ever made. It's a misprint here. Number eight, announce withdrawal from TPP, a potential disaster for our country. He's the only politician who had the guts to say that, and I think he will do it. Number nine on the list, three on the sub-list, direct to the Secretary of the Treasury to label China as a currency manipulator. What they have done to us by playing with currency is very sad. Well, he's almost right there, but they were asked to buy the American debt nonstop for 20 years. So what do you expect? Number four on this list, direct the Secretary of Commerce to identify all foreign trading abuses that unfairly impact American workers and to use every tool under American law to end those abuses. Well, made in America, and 35% levy on cars made on, well, which he's already said, on cars in Mexico. Next one, I'll get my numbers right here. We're there, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, number 11 on his list. Write it down here. Lift restrictions on production of $50 trillion worth of job-producing American energy reserve, including shale oil, natural gas, and clean coal, and we'll put our miners back to work. Well, I hope he's going to modify this, saying that every state should have the right to ban fracking. Fracking is an obscenity. There's no other word for it. And there's no clean way of fracking. 12. Lift Obama-Clinton roadblocks that allow this vital energy infrastructure projects to go forward. We're going to allow the Keystone Pipeline to move forward, he says. Number 13 out of 30. We'll cancel billions of payments to the UN climate change programs and use the money to fix America's water and environmental infrastructure. Well, that's absolutely 100%. It was falling apart in 1990 when I was in the States. It must be pretty bad now. Five actions to restore security and constitutional rule to the law of America. Which is number 14 in total on his list. Cancel every unconstitutional executive order issued by Obama. Well, that will be something else. Wow. You know, Obama, I think, has issued something like 1,000, 1,500. Some presidents only issued 20, 30, 40, 50. Obama's well over 1,000. Number 13, 14, number 15, begin the process of selecting a replacement for Justice Scalia. Well, what he's hinting at there is what happened to Justice Scalia. There's rumors that he was actually murdered. Number 16, cancel all federal funding for sanctuary cities. Well, people in those cities know exactly what that means. And number 17, remove 2 million criminal illegal immigrants from the country and cancel visas to foreign countries that won't take them back. Absolutely. The estimate is there's 33 million illegals in America, not the 11 million they're talking about. But going on to another, and 18, suspend migration. We're reading out Trump's hit list on his first 100 days in office. Number 18, suspend immigration from terror-prone regions where vital for vetting cannot. Procedures cannot occur. Number 19, and it's heading up the list here, subtext. substantial tax policy changes that will create jobs, simplify tax reforms, and reduce taxes on the middle classes by up to 35% by doing the following. Number 19, reduce taxes on the middle class. The largest tax reductions are for the middle classes. They have been forgotten. The middle classes, families with two children will get a 35% tax cut. Well, number 20, the number of tax breaks will be reduced from 7 to 3. Tax forms will be greatly simplified. There be a bureaucracy in Europe and in Britain and America, and the tax code is just out of control, the number of volumes it takes up, and only the multinationals benefit by using and abusing the codes. The business rate will be lowered from 35% to 15%, and the trillions of dollars in corporate money overseas will be brought back at a 10% rate. This will allow businesses to invest in America operations that will create millions of new jobs. Well, that is pretty strong stuff if he does all that. 21. 22. End the Offshoring Act. Establish tariffs to discourage companies from laying off their workers and relocating in foreign countries. He was at I think it was in Florida today, and he said 70,000 companies and corporations have left America in the last number of 25 years or so. And he was saying he thought he was reading a misprint of 70,000. 23, he's making a side comment. We are going to work on fixing VA hospital problems. We have illegal immigrants that are treated better than our veterans. Absolutely. Well, that chap Connolly that John Stadtmuller interviewed about a year ago, the head of the Veterans Association, they've been left to die, basically, left to die and being disarmed and treated as criminals. No doubt about that. There was 23, 24 out of 30 coming up. Donald Trump's proposed acts for serious reform. Infrastructure Reinvestment Act would restore investment in our domestic infrastructure, bridges, roads, and water systems. Well, the bridges and roads were vile when I was there. You used to hit potholes you wouldn't believe around Denver on the main highways. Trying to keep my numbers going here. 25. Schools Choice and Education Opportunity Act will give parents the right to send their child to the schools of their choice. And I'm assuming he's aiming at Common Core there to get rid of it. We're going to end that's the next line. We're going to end Common Core and bring education supervision to local communities. Our current system is not working. We will expand vocational and technical education and make 2 to 4 year colleges more affordable. Number 25, repeal and replace Obamacare. Fully repeal Obamacare and replace it with health saving accounts. The ability to purchase health insurance across state lines to create competition and let states manage medical funds. Reforms will include cutting the red tape of the FDA. We want to spend the approval of speed the approval of life. Of life-saving medications. Well, that means taking on the pharmaceutical industry, which is some job. And I wish him well on that, because nobody has tackled them ever. Number 26, Affordable Child Care and Elder Care Act would allow caregivers to deduct care costs from their taxes, create taxes from free dependent care savings accounts. Well, it's quite convoluted. 27, End Illegal Immigration Act, fully fund the construction of a wall on our southern border with the understanding that the country of Mexico will be reimbursing the United States for the full cost, establishing 2 to 4 year mandatory prison sentences for those illegally re-entering the USA if they have multiple prior deportations. Absolutely. Number 28, Restoring Community Safety Act. Restoring Community Safety Act creates a task force on violent crime, increases funding for programs to train and assist local police, put violence offenders behind bars by country. The only thing he's not restoring, talking about is reforming the police in America. That's something he has missed completely, which is a great pity. But these are outstanding recommendations. And the second last one, Restoring National Security Act, rebuilds our military by eliminating the defense sequester and expanding military investment. I don't know what that means. Peace through strength, etc., etc., etc. Okay. And finally, Clean Up Corruption in Washington Act, enact new ethics reforms to reduce corruption, influence, and special interest groups and donors. Well, that will be some job and some list. But if he does all of that, He'll be a saint. He'll be elected a saint. There's no doubt about it. But Michael Schneider is writing very, very good stuff about what's going on. And today there's a very, very disturbing story about, I'm going in reverse on these stories, but voter fraud on the people who've already begun to vote. I don't know why this year already. You can start voting already in America 2 weeks before the election. It's not postal voting, it's physical voting in these wretched voting machines. Michael Schneider is saying here in the economic collapse, is it happening again? Voter machines are switching voters from Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton. And this is the 25th of October, right to yesterday and today, in the last 3 days, he's got reports from Texas the following. In the 2016 election, in the process of being, is the 2016 election of the process being stolen? Just a few weeks ago, I issued a major alert, says Schneider, warning that this exact sort of thing might happen. Early voting has already begun in many states, and the number of voters in Texas and a number of voters in Texas are reporting that the voting machines switched their votes from Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton. The odd thing is that none of the other choices were affected when these individuals attempted to vote for a straight Republican ticket. If Hillary Clinton is to declare the winner of the state of Texas on election night, a full investigation of these voting machines should be conducted. I've been hearing about these voting machines for 20 years now. There must be around about 9/11 on that, on RBN and GCN. They were talking about Diebold machines affecting the vote. If that happened here in Britain in one, we don't use machines. It's the ballot paper and the ballot box, and there will never be electronic voting or mechanical voting in Britain. It's just ridiculous, and the vote is carried out immediately afterwards within a few hundred yards, half a mile of where ballot boxes are, and the ballot boxes are accompanied by the police, party representatives, and there's no room for fraud whatsoever. And the counting is like 99% accurate. It's a very good system. I've been an election agent at counts myself for UKIP, and I've seen it firsthand. It's very, very good. And just about all counts in regions are televised as well. So there's no room for skullduggery. But he's saying here in this article, these machines are showing this up already in Texas this week. He said, I have said that it will be the greatest miracle in the U.S. political history if Donald Trump wins the election. But without the state of Texas, Donald Trump has exactly zero chance of winning. So those living down in Texas need to keep reporting anything unusual that they see or hear when they go to vote. Well, I hope people will report into RBN on that one. Most Americans don't realize this, but the exact same thing was happening during the last presidential election. The state of Ohio was considered to be a Mitt Romney, to be the key to Mitt Romney's chances of winning the 2012 election. Right up to Election Day, the Romney campaign actually believed that they were going to win the state. Unfortunately for Romney, something funny was going on with the voting machines. In a previous article, I included a quote from an Ohio voter that her vote was switched from Mitt Romney to Barack Obama 3 times. And he's quoting the woman. She said, I don't know if it happened to anybody else or not, but this is the first time in all the years that we voted that this has ever happened to me, said Marion, an Ohio voter, and Joan Stevens. Stevens said that when she voted, it took her 3 tries before the machine accepted her choice to vote for Romney. Wow. I went to vote and I got right in the middle of Romney's name. I went to vote and I got right in the middle of Romney's name. Steve Stevens told Fox News, saying that she was certain to put her finger directly on her choice for the White House. I don't know how those machines work, but maybe people listening to this convoluted article will understand what she's talking about. She said that the first time she pushed Romney, the machine marked Obama. Wow. So she pushed Romney again, Obama came up again. Then it happened a third time. Maybe you make one mistake, but not 3 times. Well, I know there's a massive push on to monitor what's going on in this election. He's quoting Paul Joseph Watson, one of Alex Jones's people, as written by the same specific individuals that are making allegations that their votes for presidents were switched by the machines. I tell you, if that went on here in the UK, we'd be on the streets within an hour. They just would not tolerate it in any way, shape or form. I can't believe it. There's another story here, and it wasn't repeated, but I'll do it. We're coming up to the break, and I'll continue this in 2 or 3 minutes.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Coming back in. That's different music. I wasn't ready for that. Wolf howling in the background. The weather here is bad enough to hear wolves howling. It's pretty crap weather, and we're heading into a pretty rotten winter here. But all the predictions are from the true scientists is it's going to be a pretty severe winter in North America and in Northern Europe. We're 53 degrees north here where I am, and protected by the Gulf Stream, which is failing badly. It's in a cyclical downturn. It does it every 180 years. Plus, they've mortally damaged the Gulf Stream and its activities by using that core exit in the oil spill cleanup. And it's exactly turning out as the people on Mike Morano's site, Climate Depot, one of the best information sites you can get regarding the total scam of global warming, really global cooling. But I should be dealing with it separately in another program. But one of the key things that the people exposing global warming hoax fail to do is they fail to show sympathy for the cleaning up of pollution. And that is the number one route to dealing with all of this. It's the cleaning up of pollution in the seas and land and atmosphere. That is the key to all of this. But these multinationals and Al Gore making big money out of carbon taxes and all the rest of it, which they are going to introduce. But anyway, continuing on with the election, carry on. There's another story here. I heard somebody saying it was debunked, but I had it down. It's from the Christian Times newspaper saying that tens of thousands of fraudulent Clinton votes found in an Ohio warehouse in ballot boxes. I'll just read a bit of this story. Election officials in Franklin County, Ohio, were reportedly stumped over what one maintenance worker found in a dilapidated downtown Columbus warehouse earlier this week. According to sources, Randall Prince, a Columbus area electrical worker, was doing a routine check of his company's wiring and electrical systems when he stumbled across approximately one dozen black sealed ballot boxes filled with thousands of Franklin County votes for Hillary Clinton and other Democratic candidates. Well, one, I don't imagine that was on CNN reporting this. No one really goes in this building. It's mainly used for short-term storage by commercial plumbers, etc. So when Prince, who is a Trump supporter, saw several black boxes in an otherwise empty room, he went to investigate it. When he found what he found could allegedly be evidence of a massive operation designed to deliver Clinton the crucial votes, and this is in Franklin County, Ohio. Early votes does not begin in Ohio until October 12. Sorry, the date of this article is the 2nd of October, by the way. But so this was on the 2nd or before early voting started. So they had stuffed the ballot boxes already in Ohio, the key state. Early voting does not start until October 12. So no votes have officially been cast in the Buckeye State. However, inside these boxes were what one should describe as potentially tens of thousands of votes for Hillary Clinton. I don't know. The mafia couldn't do a job as well as this. They're just trotting after the Clintons. Christian Times newspaper has not yet been able to obtain a photocopy of one of the ballots. Well, there's a photocopy of the ballot boxes here in the back of this vehicle, on this article. He's not able to obtain a photocopy of one of the ballots found inside the box, but an affiliate in Ohio passed along a replica of what he found. Oh, sorry, they have reproduced it here. I see it here. Well, it's an American ballot paper. I wouldn't know how to decipher it. And it's marked and filled in, yeah, electronically. It is important to note that the above replica coincides with a ballot that a Franklin County voter would cast at the polling places on election day, meaning the Clinton campaign's likely goal was to slip the fake ballot boxes in the real ballot boxes when they went to the official election judges on November the 8th. Ohio, well, it's gone on and on about this article. Anyway, I'll finish the article. Ohio, a perennial swing state in the presidential election, has been a challenge for Clinton and her Democratic counterparts in 2016. Many national Democratic groups have pulled funding from the state entirely in order to redirect its places in which they are to places where they are doing better. And finally, wrap up this article. Clinton herself has spent less time in Ohio and spent less money in recent weeks, as it has appeared that Trump will carry the crucial state. With this find, however, it now appears that Clinton and the Democratic Party plan to stand on stealing the state on election day, making any campaign there now a waste of time. Well, that fits into the criminality that's come out so far. But that's in Ohio. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okie dokie, and we're coming back in again. That is bizarre bumper music. I know he plays that stuff from time on John's program, Mike. Anyway, we're talking about the election and these rigging and these voting machines being rigged and ballots boxes being stuffed with votes, which is already evidence that is happening. But I should give out the phone number. Anybody, I'd like to hear from anybody in Texas, where we're talking about Texas on these, or any part of the states where they've been voting and found that the voting machines were rigged. The number to phone in is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you have any direct evidence of this, or anybody close to you, I'd like to hear it. But just staying on the few articles of Michael Schneider, he's a very good writer, but he does go into extremely excruciating forensic detail. He must have been a forensic police writer at some stage, but that's not to criticize. He's very good. But some of the stuff is very, very detailed. And they said, are the polls rigged against Trump as well? Well, we know CNN and the media is totally rigged against him. And I've said this too many times. People are sick of me saying it on my own little program, The Barden Report, on Saturday mornings. But I've been heavily involved in politics, and I've been involved in polling and analyzing polls for 30, 40 years. And it's fair to say that when you have a poll resulting in an issue that you're interested in, and the people on your side are showing, say, 38% in favor, well, the top 5 to 15% of any poll is soft support. And on some issues, it can be 25. And they're easily swayed and fickle people. People say, oh, we have 38% of the vote, 35%, for we only need so many more to win in a multi competition thing. Like in the UK, in the first past the voting, first past the post system, say you've the single seat constituencies, one man, one vote. But say there are 10 candidates and six parties. Well, and it rarely happens, but you can actually win the seat with 27% of the vote in a four-cornered fight between four major parties, apart from peripheral parties having very low votes. You can actually win a seat with 27% of the vote, which is outrageous, really. But in proportional representation, which they have in Ireland, which is full proportional representation, that if your first candidate doesn't get 51%, well, the second preference vote, you can vote, say there's 10 candidates, you can vote 1 to 10, or a plumper vote, just 1. But the second preference votes are taken into account, and then they are applied and transferred up the list. And it's very, very fair. And it's very proportional who's elected. For instance, in the last election here in the UK, in just gone by a year ago, the general election, not the referendum, the general election, Cameron won a small majority, largely because of the fear of people fearing the Scottish Nationalists in the Westminster Parliament controlling the tail wagging the dog, so to speak, shifted the vote fairly comprehensively to the Conservatives, and he got 11.5 million votes, and he was elected with a majority of 12, I think it is, which Theresa May has inherited. But the referendum vote was 17.5 million people voted, which is only a 2-4% margin voted to go out of the UK. And we have these Remainers whinging and whining and trying to bring court cases who will not accept the result. They just will not accept the result. But I was going to raise a point that's actually slipped my mind this hour of the night about the voting system. The UK Independence Party, Cameron got 11.5 million votes and got 329 seats out of 650. The UK Independence Party got nearly 4 million votes and got one seat. Right, we dislodged a lot of other people who were obnoxious, and we knocked out Ed Balls in Leeds because the vote of the UKIP took votes away from him. But out of 4 million votes, one seat. That's how fair the first past the post system is. And another time we do a program on RBN about voting systems, that proportional representation and one man, one vote and a paper vote ballot is the only way to go. Electronic voting is too dicey to leave to electronics software that can be fiddled. And I don't know why. One thing that really gets me, this argument says the hanging chads, that was 2000, when I first got my first modem for a computer and the first time I contacted RBN and GCN. 17 years ago, 16 years ago, about different issues. This was supposed to be cleaned up then. But is anyone under a producer person like Trump? As I say, he was not anyway perfect, but nothing has been done because the system has been plundered by both parties. It's a one-party criminal syndicate, no doubt about it. But anyway, get on to this article here that Schneider's writing about how the polls are rigged. I'll read bits of the article because he does put too much detail in. Some of these polls are going to turn out to be dead wrong. With just over 2 weeks to go until Election Day, some surveys are showing a very tight race, while others say that Hillary Clinton has been a massive lead. Well, one thing I should have said right earlier on the program, anybody, the mainstream media, the vile effing bees that the mainstream media, Hillary Clinton has about 10% of the attendance at her rallies. One rally, I think she had 2,500 people there, and the rest was down to 1,500, 300. Today, one thing on YouTube, you can see it, that her running mate, Kane, had 17 people show up to her rally. He has 17. And the Clinton, they're using green screen backgrounds to use the audience that are on the stage like a choir behind her. They do this in Carnegie Hall, the BBC, do it, and all they do is when these proms concerts are not that well attended, they use the green screens to portray audience around the room, which is very easy to do. But But that's what's going on as well. But and then George Soros, on an interview on YouTube as well, you'll see it, is saying that, Trump will win on the popular vote, but he won't win on the Electoral College because they bought off the Electoral College. I don't know why, how the military just don't go and arrest the members of the Electoral College, who some of them have said they're going to ignore the popular vote. So what's going to happen? That's a shocking scenario for a insurrection. But I'm interrupting myself again. For example, the tracking polls put out by Ramusen, the LA Times and IBD and TIP have all consistently shown that the race is either tied or Donald Trump is winning by a small margin. Well, they must be separate from the main polling. But Fox News has Hillary Clinton ahead by 6 points. Bloomberg has Clinton ahead by 9 points. And the latest ABC News Washington poll has Clinton ahead by 12 points. So what in the world is going on? In the latest ABC News Washington Post poll, if it's correct, we are likely to see a landslide of historic proportions for Clinton. This won't happen. And this is what many of the experts are now predicting. Absolute shills, pimps, bought and paid for pimps on CNN. I mean, they're disgusting lowlife. And the BBC are disgraced at every opportunity. Very subtly, they pretend they're impartial, but they give long reports on Hillary Clinton and a brief disparaging report of Trump. And some of the major editors I used to have respect for in Britain here, all plugging for Hillary Clinton. It's shocking. So Clinton has been helped by the BBC, and there's a lot of Americans abroad, the big society in London, Americans abroad, there's Republicans abroad and Democrats who have a massive amount of votes in London, and they're allowed to vote at the American Embassy or whatever. And the same carry on going on there. So this ABC News poll was conducted by landline and cellular telephone October 2023 in English and Spanish among a random national sample. Well, I'll tell you about this in a minute. Of 874 likely voters, 874, 1,000 is a very small sampling quotient in America, in Britain, in 65 million. So you want to be doing 5,000 at a time across America to get anything like a measure and have a range of people in that survey. Results have a margin of sampling error of 3.5%, including the design effect. Well, one thing this is not saying, I'm not criticizing Schneider, the rejection rate of phoning houses is 85%, 89% in America. So they're dealing with 15% of the electorate, and they're supposed to be all these ABC social categories, etc. So it's a bit of a joke, really. But he goes on and on and on with statistics here, and he's saying the variation of the polls are showing. Here's an example of how they vary. ABC tracking poll, Clinton plus 12 points ahead. IBD TIP tracking poll, Trump plus 2. Rasmussen reports Trump plus 2. Quinnipiac, Clinton plus 7. Economist YouGov, well, they're real thieves, they are. Clinton plus 4. Fox News, Clinton plus 6. Bloomberg, see, they all use the same method, but they're just rounding up. See, if the joke, and as I learned in statistics and polling, if you keep rounding up, you reach 100% fairly quickly. You know, so you round down in polls almost. No rounding up. Bloomberg, Clinton plus 9. Reuters, Clinton plus 4. Clinton plus 12. Where are they getting these vast variations of putting their person ahead, you know? But polling in America is dead, absolutely dead, unless they go back to polling on the street with a clipboard and pen, looking into people's eyes with professional pollers, asking them 5 or 6 questions and doing it that way. It's expensive, but that's the only way to poll the public. And people just get poison out of their system on a phone call, and internet polling is an absolute joke. There's no way to poll anything seriously. But he's also saying here, Michael Schneider, I'll finish up on his stuff in a minute, dead people and illegal immigrants are being registered to vote all over America. Dead people and illegal immigrants are being registered to vote all over America without... that's just the header. 2016, without a free and fair elections, what hope is there for the future of America? The integrity of our voting process is of the utmost importance, and yet so little attention has been paid to it. Later this week, I'm going to share some documented facts about voting fraud during the 2012 election that most Americans have never even heard about, and it is absolutely imperative that we don't allow this kind of funny business to happen again this time. He goes on to say, today I'm going to share some examples of how dead people and illegal immigrants are actually being registered to vote all over America, despite very strong and angry denials by the mainstream media. The truth is that the election fraud is absolutely rampant in this country, and when someone tries to steal the election, they are committing a crime against all of us. Of course they are. I presume the postal voting is the main weapon. That did happen in Britain here, in Birmingham, where there's a lot of immigrant votes, a lot of them voting illegally, but the Pakistani and Muslim community were, most of them found in a warehouse in Birmingham, filling in the postal votes that they collected from Flatland, you know, where these young students up over the head about, and the judge who investigated it said it would do justice to a third world banana republic. And again, they didn't cancel the voting register in Birmingham. It's quite a disgrace, and the Labour Party have an ongoing majority there for the very same reasons. And also in America, the Labour have loosened out the voting situation here, that if you sleep on a park bench, you can still have the right to vote. So it's getting pretty bad here as well. But let's start with, he's saying here, with what just happened in Virginia. A college student at James Madison University is under investigation for registering 19 dead people to vote so that he could vote for Hillary Clinton a whole bunch of times, which is what he said. Excuse me. Just yesterday, we wrote about the FBI investigation into potential voter fraud in the critical swing state of Virginia after it was revealed that 19 dead people had recently been re-registered to vote. See FBI investigation, more dead people voting in the key swing states of Virginia. While in the Washington Post, oh my God, the Washington Post, what a propaganda sheet that is. While the Washington Post caught wind of the investigation, it was not known who was behind the operation until now. Meet Andrew Spiels, a student at James Madison University and apparently lead organizer for the Harrisonburg voters. According to the Daily News records, Spiels confessed to re-registering 19 deceased Virginians to vote in 2016. He's repeating himself here. Why he bothers to do that, Schneider. Anyway, maybe he'll move on now. While this should come as a surprise to precisely zero people, Spiels, S-P-I-E-L-E-S, the name of this guy, who's registering the dead people to vote, just happened to be Democrat who, according to a deleted Facebook post, apparently recently ran for a caucus chair in the Virginia Young Democrats. In recent weeks, I have, this is Schneider speaking, I have been researching election fraud extensively, and almost every time, just get my screen right here, okay. And most every time it involves Democrats, perhaps they take lying, cheating, and stealing a lot less seriously than the Republicans. I don't think seriously they do. This student at James Madison University was caught when a note congratulating a deceased veteran for registering to vote was sent to his family. The following comes from the Washington Post. Okay, one, what's he saying? He's repeating elements of this again. A local media outlet uncovered the fraud by comparing voting history databases in the state with federal government death records. If somebody was able to cast a vote that was not theirs to cast, El Paso County Clerk Recorder Chuck Boerman told CBS4 while discussing what he called very serious pattern of voting. That's okay. Anyway, he's made the point. But it's going on all over the place, no doubt about it. We'll give the voting thing a rest for the rest of this program. But I should give out the number again. If anybody has any direct evidence of voter fraud, that where they've started voting, you can phone into 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And with any other cheerful news, I don't have any cheerful news for this evening, very little. It's all gruesome stuff. The total amount of debt in the world, again, Michael Snyder, he's very good at financial stuff, has just hit a record, $152 trillion. $152 trillion is the world debt. And with America having $20 trillion and $200 trillion in standing liabilities, another figure he has in another article, there's 2.5 times more debt than there is money in the world. And the next collapse will be, as Bob Chapman predicted 2 years ago before he died, it'll be 5 or 6 times worse than 1929, and it's going to be bail-in legislation, and nobody will raise this subject. I'm writing on it at the moment. It's in a book I'm doing, The Cashless Society. Well, that's actually not the title, but the title will be on it when it comes out, to protect the title. But the But everyone knows that bailout is where the disgusting amount of money given to the banks in the last crisis. Well, bail-in means your pension scheme and your savings will be ripped into by the government under legally and legitimate terms that are already law in America, European Union and Britain, and the G20 and those have endorsed it. It's just shocking. That's why Russia and the BRICS are building an alternative financial system to get the hell away from the system of crime. It's just multi-layered criminal syndicates at every level. He gives a very good example here of the debt. This is an excellent example. He's saying, for instance, if you were alive, born at the time of Jesus Christ, and you lived till today, and you spent $1 million every day, right? That's 2,016 years, and you spent about 365 days, you would only have spent $735 million, $750 million. Is that worth thinking about? I'll repeat it again. I think it's worth thinking about. If you were born at the time of Christ in the year zero, or 01, whatever it wants to be, and you lived until today, and you spent $1 million a day, you would have only spent $750 million. That's pretty gruesome stuff, isn't it? Anyway, we're coming up to the last break of this hour, and we should be back in 3 minutes or so.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. very strange bumper music there. Mike is playing games with me. I was on a different station. I should say this is the National Intel Report. PJ Barden is my name, filling in for John Staffmiller, who's way busy and all other things today. And we're discussing the gruesome state of this election, the criminality at every level. Gargantuan criminality. Also, say Shakespeare used to say a play should hold a mirror up to life, but this election is holding a mirror up to the United States and the criminality of the multinational, the banks, the political system is absolute, and the mainstream media. It is absolutely woeful. I'm repeating myself, but I've never in my life, 50 odd years covering elections and stuff, seen such lockstep of every type of criminal element in America lining up to support their leader, meaning that they can continue with their criminality, Hillary Clinton. And that to see the likes of that schmuck, vile Hollywood, empty-headed moron, Meryl Streep shrieking and screaming for her at the convention. I mean, that's the kind of sewage that comes out of Hollywood. It's just revolting. But and these bought and paid for pimps of journalists who write to order. They write to order, etc. But another thing that Schneider was saying is pretty gruesome. During the coming economic collapse, two-thirds of the country will be out of cash almost immediately. Well, the cash machine will be shut down. And this is pretty up-to-date, early October, he's writing this. During the coming economic crisis, two-thirds of the country will be out of cash almost immediately. He said, did you know that 70% of the U.S. population is essentially living paycheck to paycheck? Same here in the UK, except people are buying new cars on low-cost finance here. It's a joke. As you will see below, a brand new survey has found that 69% of Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. 69%. Of course, the primary reasons for this is that most of us are absolutely drowning in debt. In fact, the total amount of household debt in the United States, that's my bottle of water closing up. In fact, the total amount of household debt in the United States now exceeds $12 trillion. Household debt, $12 trillion. So many Americans are so busy just trying to pay off their existing debts that they can't even think about saving anything for the future. If economic conditions remain relatively stable, the fact that so many of us are living on the edge probably won't kill us, but it'll increase the aging process, that's for sure. But the moment the economy plunges into another 2008-style crisis, way worse, my friend, 6-10 times worse, we could be facing a situation where two-thirds of the country is in imminent danger of running out of cash. They've no money to be a prepper, is what Vincent Finelli and his organization, the USA Prepares, to be a prepper. There's no chance of being with no money. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, you live under the constant threat of your life being totally turned upside down if that paycheck ever goes away. During the last crisis, millions of Americans lost their jobs very rapidly and because so many of them were living paycheck to paycheck, all of a sudden, large amounts of people couldn't pay their mortgages. As a result, multitudes of American families went through an extremely painful process of foreclosure, etc., etc. But anyway, I can hear the bumper music. We're coming up to the top of the hour. I think I can hear the music. Can I?
Yeah.
And we should be back in a few minutes.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill.
A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.